Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim Wildman here with Ed Battagliano and Walker Wildman. Walker, what do you have on our Today's Issues Facebook page?
Well, I've posted a couple news stories about the Judge Roy Moore situation. The news stories there, you can read more for yourself. I also posted the Operation Christmas Child link. So if you would like to pack a shoebox to send to a child overseas, most of these children live in very impoverished situations. I traveled to the country of Grenada 2 to 3 years ago and delivered shoeboxes. This was earlier in the year. It was kind of a test run to show sponsors what it's like. And very, very touching for me. And so the shoeboxes do make a difference. And the people delivering the shoeboxes do share the gospel.
There is a time frame here in which I think the 20th is the deadline or something.
November 20th?
November 20th. So
yes, National Collection Week. This is according to their website. National Collection Week, you're right, Ed, ends the 20th. So November 13th through 20th, which is this week, that is when you will need to turn in your shoebox.
So they need to go and do that this week.
Yes, exactly.
Also, if I think you ought to also post on Facebook your article,
about Judge Roy Moore,
Walker, from the stand.
It kind of expresses what we've been talking about for the last hour.
Okay.
And what Walker's talking about on there is, at this point, you're not ready to throw Judge Roy Moore under the bus based on what we know so far.
Yes, and I mentioned in there, as Ed has mentioned, before I wrap up the story, I say, you know, if I'm wrong, then I will admit I'm wrong, and I'll apologize to the women for not believing them. But based on Scripture says in the Old Testament and the New that 2 to 3 witnesses are needed to condemn someone of an act. And as it stands today, we do not have that. And for Christians to be condemning, you can question. Questioning is fine. Condemning, saying you are guilty, sir, you are guilty, which is what some Christians have done. That, in my opinion, is unnecessary.
Yeah, and some of our fellow Christians are saying groups like ours and others are defending Roy Moore in the face of obvious wrongdoing.
Yeah, we're defending sexual predators.
That's what they're saying. Just because we agree with these politics,
right?
And let me tell you, that's not true.
No,
that's not fair nor true. We're trying to be fair about this whole situation and apply a biblical standard,
right?
As you've said, Walker. And so that's the approach we've taken. And Steve Jordahl is with us this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
All right, Steve, it's all yours.
I want to ask Walker to clarify something that he just said for our listeners, just mm-hmm. so they understand. In cases of sexual assault, oftentimes, and in these particular cases with Judge Roy Moore, there are no witnesses to the actual assault.
Right.
You're not requiring someone to have been sneaking around the corner or looking at the actual assault, but a witness could be someone who claims that who corroborates the story immediately yeah. after the fact or something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah, that would lean more towards the biblical standard. I mean, the scriptures are clear as far as this is. I'm not saying the U.S. rule of law. That's entirely different. But according to scripture, for the church to, for example, expel an elder or dismiss an elder, there needs to be 2 to 3 eyewitnesses of an incident. Now, I'm not saying that the church
or
can
make an admittance.
Or an admittance, right. Which you have in some cases. So that being said, but yeah, to add to that, Steve, good question. If these women would have went in their home right after this happened and told their mother, in one of the instances, or the Beverly Nelson told her boyfriend when he picked her up, and he does an interview and says, "I picked her up. She was bruised. She was crying." Then you're stepping more towards a trustable story with the more right. witnesses.
Yeah, and I just didn't want people to think that we don't think that anybody's guilty unless somebody right. sees it. And we're getting in more into a theological discussion, which might be more appropriate for Pastor or Brother Bert to hand off to
But this is what
Alex.
Alex. This is what Ed was talking about earlier on Monday, the lady, again, I'm terrible with names.
Beverly Young Nelson.
Yeah, yes. The woman with Gloria Allred.
Yes.
Her, as we said here, her, she was credible or believable in her presentation, but this is our opinion. Somebody yeah. else may say, no, she wasn't. That's fine. Okay. We're just saying, Ed and I watched it together yeah. and Walker did, mm-hmm. and we thought the same thing, right? Right?
Yeah, yes. I looked at it and I thought, it seems clear to me that
this, I wonder how the judge is going to answer this.
Yeah, because it looked like something traumatic yeah. happened to this woman. Yeah.
Okay. So then after you have 24 hours to watch it a second time and sort of review what she said, because anybody watching that kind of a story with a woman, your heart goes out.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, this happened to you. I'm so sorry. This is terrible. Yeah. This is tragic. Mm-hmm. But then you've got to wait on the accused to respond. And right. the judge said, I don't know her. It's never happened. Furthermore, I didn't even go to that restaurant. Don't right. know about it. Okay, so judge just put himself out there. But what I'm saying is about her story, and we talked about this a little bit before, but the kind of the odd thing you're thinking through your mind is, okay, so you're behind a restaurant and the DA is attacking you in the car, I guess, assuming you're screaming, upset, and throws you out of the car, she said, or she fell out. She said
she didn't know. She couldn't remember.
She couldn't remember.
She couldn't remember. So then you dust yourself off. Isn't that the expression she used?
Got herself together. Composed herself or something.
And walk around to the front of the restaurant.
Where your boyfriend
is waiting. Is waiting. That just sounds. Am I the only one that
no,
sounds?
No, in fact, that's as we
And
talked.
He doesn't. And you don't tell him anything?
Here are two things that would really help me in this situation.
Right.
And I think it would help us all. If the media, and there's a lot of media going after details, at least they should be, I want one person that attended that restaurant, that patronized that restaurant during these days, that can confirm that the judge came to this restaurant. That would be very, very helpful.
I thought it would have come out by now. It's 48 hours later.
Secondly, I would like the boyfriend's name. The boyfriend needs to at least provide a written statement, if not an on-camera interview.
If he's still alive. You know, for
well, yeah, obviously. But we don't even know who he is. Those two right. things will be very helpful.
But then she said, my boyfriend had a violent temper, so I didn't say anything to him.
Yeah, and I just, these are the kind of things, yeah. the more I think about her story, the more I think, well, listen, all the girls that I know, you know, sisters, my daughter, my wife, if they have undergone an attempted rape, and they, I you know, straightening their hair or whatever and walking around front, they're hysterical. I don't see it as being
gathering yourself
believable that you then get in a car and then don't break down sobbing mm-hmm. to your boyfriend. She says, I didn't say anything to him. I was quiet.
To anybody.
Yeah. Well, to her boyfriend and the boyfriend, I mean, he's not saying what's wrong. How come you're not talking to me? It's just those things make me go, I'm just not sure now about her story.
I have one caveat to everything we're saying. I kind of agree with everything, but we are four men sitting around talking about the mindset of a woman who mm-hmm. has just been sexually assaulted. There might be insights that we don't know as men. It might be beneficial to have a woman.
Well, I would say this, Steve,
to come on and say.
I would say the normal reaction is what Ez described. A 15-year-old girl.
I don't disagree.
I'm not a woman,
just,
but I know some pretty well.
Women have held on to these things for years and been ashamed to bring them out.
I'm not talking about her not bringing it up
right.
later. I'm talking about
and the
within minutes.
And I'm not
of
disagreeing
happening.
With you. Yeah. I'm just also, saying the caveat that you never know.
Like Walker said, I just want to hear more. And we didn't get much from the media who at the press conference. You know, I want to know.
In other words,
I want to know, was the owner of the restaurant there when she walked out? So because that makes me think, why would Roy Moore try to rape someone behind a building when there's still people in there cleaning up, taking trash to the dumpster?
Right.
Now, if I find out that nobody was there, this girl, this teenage girl, locked up the store.
Right.
Okay, and all that was left was Roy Moore waiting. All right, that helps me with the story. Mm-hmm. But
I when I heard the testimony of Miss Young with Gloria Allred the other day, the tears puzzled me. that someone 40 years afterwards would still be that emotional about an incident that happened so long before. So I asked one of our staff here that's a woman, and I said, could that happen? And she said, just in the case of the tears that she was shedding at the time, yes.
Did she shed tears?
Yeah. Oh, she did. It was a very weepy press conference. But that the person I asked said, yeah, that's believable. I mean, yeah.
When she was reading her statement and her emotional reaction, that seemed credible to me. That's why I say I'm torn.
Well, I had to ask, and I don't want to. We don't have to belabor this point. I'm not disagreeing with anything you guys say. All I'm saying is that as men, there might be some insights into the mind of a woman who's been assaulted that
All we're saying is that a story so serious as that, just as Judge Roy Moore's statements deserve scrutiny, questioning, so does hers.
Absolutely,
so does hers. And so if you just say, well, you just take hers on face value, but you don't take his. You know, why is that? Why is that? So he denies. She says this happened to her, and her story. The questions that we just asked are reasonable questions. And I tell you what, another thing you have to look at it: what is the normal human behavior?
Yeah.
Compared to what she said she did, and as Ed said, I don't know any 15-year-old girls that keep much of anything from anybody. Do y'all? 15 or 16-year-old girls, I mean, they're typically known for talking to their girlfriends about everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
well, the questions I had were that she said that the next morning her neck was black and blue, and she put makeup on to cover it. So my question is that possible? Can you cover up those kind of bruises?
Yeah, with makeup?
Just with makeup.
And mom say, what do you got makeup all over your neck for?
Another good reason we want to talk to a woman.
Yeah. Anyway, we're just saying, we're just saying these are questions that I haven't heard the media asking anywhere. They've just been saying, see there, she said that. Mm-hmm. Roy Moore's guilty, out of here.
Yeah.
That's all the media or any of the other politicians are doing. And I think we're just asking reasonable questions.
On the other hand, we talked about this during the break, Bill Clinton's accusers, they raked them over the coals.
Oh, remember? They were trailer trash.
Kathleen Willey, yeah. And Kathleen Willey and Juanita Broderick.
There were four of them, Jones. At least. And then the Monica Lewinsky came up, which was consistent with what those four ladies had accused him of back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he's lauded. Mm-hmm. He's raising money for hurricane relief and everything. Nobody condemns. If the Republicans and Democrats.
So I just want the media job. Ask tough questions.
Yes, if the Republican and Democrat leaders want to be consistent on this new era of dealing with sexual predators and sexual
allegations, abuse,
which is good. I think this is good that everything, it's not good that it ever happened anywhere, but all this attention to this now is good for the women and the young girls of America.
Right.
Because men are going to be less likely to grope and to sexually harass if they're thinking, well, maybe I'll be exposed next week, because this girl's not afraid to come out like the girls used to be.
Right.
It's a shame that's why.
That's a good thing. Yeah. But there should now be, if you're going to be consistent as a Republican and a Democrat leader, especially, and the liberal media, why shouldn't Bill Clinton be a pariah? To be consistent with what they're going after Roy Moore on, which is a lot less. We do.
Yeah, they started the media hated Roy Moore before this. The Republican establishment hated Roy Moore before this. That's why they spent $30 million to defeat him in the primary in Alabama. But the media, generally speaking, adored Bill Clinton. So none of that means that Roy Moore is off the hook if he did this. If he did this, I will call him what he is, a pervert.
But okay? I guess Bill Clinton's off the hook.
Well, not with me.
No, but I'm saying with the same people who condemn Roy Moore, Bill Clinton, we're good with Bill Clinton. Even though
we take his word against the four accusers in his day.
Well, in the Monica Lewinsky story, it was a president of the United States using the power of his office with an intern.
Right.
In his office.
And nobody believed the story until the dress would, remember?
Right.
The stained dress was brought.
And then the Democrats had a pep rally at the White House after the impeachment hearings. So, and when they were Democrat women too. So, it, you know, what we got here is raw politics here. If your guy is accused of these things, you stand by him. If the other guy, I'm talking about with Bill Clinton, if the other guy is accused, then you say, how can, then they say to people like us, how can you stand by Roy Moore?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When there's a lot less to go on with Roy Moore's accusations than there are with the Monica Lewinsky and the four women that Bill Clinton had affairs with, I guess, and or sexually assaulted. All right. You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Steve Jordahl, it's all yours.
The next step in this whole drama now, there is a reckoning coming to Capitol Hill. This was the testimony of Jackie Speier and a comment from Barbara Comstock. Jackie Speier is a California representative in Congress. Barbara Comstock is from Virginia. And this is what Jackie Speier had to say the other day on Capitol Hill.
Republican and Democrat, right now, who serve, who have been subject to review, or not have been subject to review, but have engaged in sexual harassment. These harasser propositions, such as, are you going to be a good girl? To perpetrators exposing their to victims having their private parts grabbed on the House floor.
And the young staffer, as a young woman, went there and was greeted with a member in a towel. It was a male, who then invited her in. At that point, he decided to expose himself. She left, and then she quit her job.
So this is going on. Jackie Speier told Chuck Todd on MSNBC that the U.S. House of Representatives has paid out $15 million to alleged victims of sexual harassment by its own members, by congressmen and women, but presumably congressmen in recent years, $15 million. A reckoning is coming.
That's taxpayer money.
Yep.
Not, listen, let's just say, just right off the top here, to me, it doesn't matter what political party you are. Whoever this was that did this to this staffer, the woman's dad and brothers ought to have 5 minutes with them. Okay?
Well, and
just to be clear, so people understand, this was testimony in the House of Representatives yesterday.
I think it was a week or so. It was two weeks ago.
A week or so, okay. Yeah. But it was a couple of congresswomen saying we have a problem in our own body.
Right.
With sexual harassment.
Right.
And even said there's a sitting House.
Two.
There's a sitting Republican and a sitting Democrat. Why didn't she name names?
Well, and in fact, the reason she said, and Chuck Todd pushed back against this. Pressed for details, I'm reading from Breitbart here. Pressed for details, Speier said she did not know how many members of Congress were involved. She also explained that victims had signed non-disclosure agreements. So Chuck Todd says, if the taxpayers involved, don't we have a right to know? She responded, I think you do have a right to know, but right now under the system, you don't have a right to know. So the victims signed non-disclosure agreements, and so they can't talk
this
about
sounds,
it.
This sounds like corrupt. That sounds like hush money.
It's exactly.
It is.
And you can bet that $15 million didn't go to two victims from two congressmen.
Right.
This is a large
The Washington problem. Post and the New York Times and all the news agencies need to start digging and getting these names. And then, based on the Roy Moore standard, which is the new standard we have today, if whoever the allegations are made against needs to step aside.
They need to resign. And
true,
I have a,
true or untrue?
I have a
provable
list.
Provable or unprovable. Yeah.
Before you even get to the trial, I have a list of 15 members of the Senate who have demanded that Roy Moore step aside as of yesterday that could be added to. Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Susan Collins of Maine, John Cornyn of Texas, Ted Cruz of Texas, Steve Daines of Montana, Jeff Flake of Arizona, Cory Gardner from Colorado, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Orrin Hatch of Utah, Mike Lee of Utah, John McCain of Arizona, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, Todd Young of Indiana, all have demanded that before any evidence is cleared, that Roy Moore step aside.
Those are all Republicans, right?
No. Yes. Yeah, Democrats are kind of seeing if this will, you know, if the Republicans can have enough rope to hang themselves.
These stories end up turning. They're like a boomerang. They turn so quickly on the Washington elites. I mean, even the Russia story has totally turned.
Right.
A false narrative that President Trump colluded with the Russians has totally turned to where now Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration are being maybe being investigated, according to Jeff Sessions, because of giving away or selling America's uranium, a certain percentage of America's uranium. So that story totally boomeranged. It was right. Trump, Trump, Trump. Now it's, oh, Hillary, Hillary, Hillary.
There's some biblical wisdom going on here.
The truth will prevail. That's right. And then this story, many Republican leaders are bashing Roy Moore over accusations, and here comes a boomerang.
So do these
Let me be clear. The names I named, we are not being accused of anything. I don't know if they're involved at all with anything.
Right.
They're just the people who have demanded that Roy Moore step down
as candidate
now.
So yeah. let's say, just for the sake of argument, that the two accusers of Roy Moore, let's say their stories unravel and okay. Roy Moore is vindicated. What happens to these 15 Republicans who have assumed his guilt and demanded that he step down? Do they have to step down?
Well, it's going to be some quite uncomfortable moments in the Senate chamber when he takes his seat, I can yes. tell you that.
Well, no, but again, remember, folks, here, if you're going to buy into the new standard, that is just the mere accusations alone, all right,
yeah,
are enough for somebody to bow out or withdraw. What these two congressional women had to say at this hearing sounded like to me they're saying a lot of hush money is being paid mm-hmm. so that congressmen aren't embarrassed or thrown out because it never comes up because women got paid off to be quiet.
That's
exactly what they're saying.
To answer Ed's question, here's my opinion on what should happen to false accusers and people who buy into false accusations. If any senator or congressman that added the if true caveat, I think that is important. I would say they just simply owe the senator an apology.
You mean Judge Moore?
Could be senator. Right. Yeah. Judge Roy Moore. If they added the if true caveat, which we would all agree right. with that statement, right. then they owe him an apology. Secondly, if they flat out believe that he is guilty, like Mitt Romney, Senator John McCain, and
all of these
15 people.
Yeah, then they ought to step down for false accusations. The if true caveat, I believe that you just simply owe an apology for a false accusation. But the straight up, you are guilty, sir, you are guilty, and it turns out he's not, if it turns out he's vindicated, then they ought to step down.
Yeah, what are the chances of that?
Well, that's not going to happen.
Zero.
Well, the two most prominent names in that surprised me the most are Mike Lee, the senator from Utah, and Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas. Now, I'll be honest with you, when I first said that, it did give me pause because I have great respect for those gentlemen. But again, Ted Cruz calling on Roy Moore to step aside based on the signature in the annual, high school annual, right?
Yeah.
Then I did have the immediate question, well, what if that's a forgery? You haven't even given it time to see. And yeah. now Roy Moore's attorneys are saying it is.
Yeah, so we've had an expert look at it.
So I'm just saying that's surprising to me that somebody who's a lawyer himself, like Ted Cruz, would not say, you know what, I just heard about this, and I'm going to have to give this a few days to find out what else is going to happen, what else are we going to know. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Doesn't that seem reasonable?
That's responsible.
Yeah.
This is irresponsible, I think.
Yeah. And again, as you said, Ed, if it turns out that Roy Moore's lied to the world, then we'll find out, I guess.
Yeah.
But to give him the benefit of the doubt in face of...
And all we're saying, benefit of the doubt, is we're not ready to condemn him. That's
right.
all we're saying.
Right.
We're not
right.
saying he's innocent. We're just saying we're not ready to throw him under the bus.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
Walker, Ed, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. Have a great day.